2025 to order at 6:54 p.m. Bill, will you take the roll call?
Yes. Chair Scotland.
Present.
Vice Chair Miller.
Present.
Commissioner Alvarez.
Present.
Commissioner Cassidy. Commissioner Guillory. Commissioner Ridsdale.
Present.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner So. Commissioner Velasquez.
Present.
We have five, sufficient for a quorum.
Hooray. Moving on to item number two, announcements. No announcements. Moving on to item three, consent calendar. Minutes of the April 15th, 2025 meeting. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of April 15th?
I move to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carries for that. Item four, library services staff report and announcements.
All right, thank you. I have several items to cover this evening. First of all, we've been talking about what was formerly the Comedy in the Plaza and is now the San Leandro Comedy Festival. You may recall that we've had the Comedy in the Plaza for 4 years, and there'd been some talk about, gosh, could we do a festival, make it bigger? Because we had, the attendance has fluctuated somewhat, but the high point was 23. We had 700 people for that. So, as I mentioned in prior meetings, we put out a request for bid. We had three bids, and we liked all three, and ultimately decided, let's do the festival while we can. So, we'll be getting more publicity out, but just to let this group know, we'll have the Comedy Festival is going to take place. There'll be a show on Friday, June 20th at the Ball Theater. Mm-hmm. That'll feature five comedians. We'll have a show that's basically traditionally at the time that we, you know, the Comedy Plaza, but we're not calling that. They're all San Leandro Comedy Festival. That'll be on Saturday, June 21st at 6, another five comedians. And then for those who'd like, they could go to this show later or after the fact, or they want a different experience, Saturday, June 21st, starting at 8:30 p.m. at the 21st Amendment Brewery. There will be five comedians. So, as I said, this was, we felt really, we had three good proposals, and that it was an opportunity to showcase different producers, and, you know, from what I can see, they have different relationships with different comics. So we're going to have a really great, I think, diverse group of comics. It's going to be people, the majority of the comedians that are coming have never performed at the Comedy in the Plaza. And so we're really excited about this program. So like I said, there'll be more publicity out about it. But I just want to let folks know that's going forward. Yes.
Yeah, so is there more focus on highlighting local comedians as opposed to, I feel like in the past there's been a lot of people coming from out of town?
These, I would say, the majority, probably in the order of these 15, actually maybe all 15, are local.
Okay.
So not necessarily San Leandro.
Well, yeah.
Local to the Bay Area, yeah. Several from Oakland, and that's part of the fun as well, because I got to listen to the clips from virtually every comedian, and you know, some of the fun is that they're telling, you know, stories that are here in the Bay Area. So one comic was talking about it right on Bart, and we were talking about Bart being down, and her story was more about the thrills of writing Bart, and it was very funny because I knew exactly where she was and,
right.
And everything. So, but yeah, it's a great question, but it's going to be support for comedians in the Bay Area.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Next, last meeting, we talked about the Game of Shrooms. And so we've been working to figure out how this is going to take place. I've been working with Chair Scotland and library staff to create a program around the larger program, which is the Game of Shrooms. And so at your table, or at your place, you should have a flyer, which we just finished up, which explains what's happening and basically talks about the Game of Shrooms generally, so people could participate in this without having anything to do with the library, so we make them aware of that. But then also, we talk about how we're going to do this at the library itself. So on the left, we talk about the Game of Shrooms and how it's really designed to happen on Saturday, June 14th. But we were trying to think of a way so that people could, the artists could hide things in the main library. So as you can see, it invites people to hide things in the main library before we close on Friday at 5, so that those things will be there for people who are seeking on the actual day, which is Saturday, June 14th. So the other thing that we mentioned there is that we will be inviting people to hide things on the grounds on June 14th, the actual day when it normally occurs, but before 9 a.m., because we're going to have a sort of a hunt kickoff on that day at 9:45. So we're trying to really get people engaged in this program. And then on the right side of the flyer, to have some fun with this and beyond, promoting the overall hide and seek event, is we've got a presenter coming in June 1st here at the Main, June 8th at Manor, to talk about medicinal mushrooms. That sounds like a fun, an interesting topic. And we'll give them a chance to make their own mushroom-themed art at each one of those, where they can either keep it or they can use it to participate in the event. Mm-hmm. So I think that's everything. Is there anything you wanted to add?
No. If any of you are artists or want to make something for the event or you want to do, it'll be great to do like a kid-friendly version here, because a lot of it happens on usually Instagram, mm-hmm. where you log into the map and then people who have hidden stuff will post clues on Instagram. But kids hopefully don't have Instagram. So we wanted to do something that was more accessible to everyone, or older people, or people who might not be on social media. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun to be here on Saturday, June 14th, if you want to come down.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of to that point, that Sarah Scott was making is that, we'll be working with the library staff to sort of lay out for folks some ideas about where they might hide mushrooms, particularly with the kids, mm-hmm. Mushroom themed art here in the main library, and basically go old school with ideas on a piece of paper that we can hand to them. we'll give that to the people who are both attending those workshops, where they might hide their art, and if they'd like to. And also when we come to find it, we'll give them some ideas too. This is a ginormous building. The idea of this is if you hide it, nobody finds it, you should go back and retrieve it and take it out. But we want to give people a chance to really help them find these things. So that'll be a fun event.
Yeah, and I just want to point out how amazing it is that they're letting people do hide and seek in a library. Mm-hmm. When I first proposed this, I was like, well, of course you wouldn't want people running around a library hiding stuff. And Bill was like, oh, heck yeah, we're a library. We can do whatever we want. Like, it's for the people.
Yeah, I appreciate that. People really like the idea, and it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And we try to do, more and more to show. When we did the strategic plan, I think I mentioned this before, one of the things that kept coming up was fun first, education second. Mm. And, we always try to build something, that there's an entertainment element, in most of the programs, those that fit appropriately. And so this fits within that. So I'm excited. And I'll be here on the 14th. I don't think I mentioned that to you. I'll be here.
Great.
To help with that. So anyway. So moving on to the next topic, go ahead.
Sorry. How are we going to spread the word?
So we just put everything up on what's on the website now, library's website, social media the announcement will go out tomorrow. We emailed the list of artists that we have, so they received a special email inviting them to create art or participate in any way they want. And I'm not an Instagram, Instagram savvy, but if people can repost that, mm-hmm. I think that's a possibility.
So it's on our social media.
Yeah,
it will be tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Is it going to be pushed towards our schools, like our middle schools, maybe? Shared with them? Because sometimes I get something through Peach Jar. Peach Jar shares, like, about the Cherry Festival, about Comedy in the Plaza.
Yeah, we could check into that. It's a great idea.
Just so that maybe more kids can find out.
Yeah, I will follow up to see.
I think it's called Peach Jar.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I know that much about it, but
thanks for bringing this on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I will find out where things stand, because I don't know what the cadence is with that. Like, mm-hmm. do we have to get something to them
right.
6 months in advance?
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, this will be good enough. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. Any other questions about that? All right. So attendance, a less fun topic. So I put at everyone's seat a copy of... I thought I kept one for myself. Thank you. A copy of the Boards and Commissions Handbook. And there's a section, I believe it's on page 8. Oh, they actually number this. That is very inconvenient. But anyway, if you count it out, it should be on page 8. Yes. So, I'm just going to literally read what it says so people understand, you know, what's being presented here. Your board commission needs you to be present and actively participate. If you miss a meeting, please inform the chair or the staff liaison with as much advance notice as possible. Please note that regular attendance is expected and a 75% attendance level is required. Failure to meet this requirement could result in removal. Failure to attend 3 consecutive regular meetings will be cause for the council to declare the position vacant. So that's, I'm literally reading from that section. So we have a fair number of commissioners, this kind of makes the point, since there are only 5 of you here, that unfortunately are below the 75%, and some that are also have the 3-day absent situation. There are 3 meetings where they're absent for 3 meetings in a row. So now the language here is cause for the council to declare the position vacant. So it's up to the council to, you know, council member to decide what they're going to do, the way I read that. But what we'll be doing is reaching out to commission members and letting them know this is your situation, and that, you know, just essentially put them on notice, because, you know, there is the expectation that people do attend the meetings. So, and then we'll let the council member decide what the consequences will be. So, sorry. That's no fun, but that's what we have to
do. So it'll go out in writing, and then we'll talk about it at the next meeting.
So what we'll do is only emails to the commissioners, or phone calls, whatever, probably an email, that to the commissioners who are in that situation.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you don't receive one, happy news. No news is good news.
Yeah.
Okay. That's everything I have for the staff reports.
Thank you so much. All right, moving on to item 5, public comments. We have no public. Item 6, presentations, no presentations. Item 7, action items. 7A, 2025 Arts and Culture Grant Program Recommendations.
Wait, hold on. That was my mistake.
7A, fiscal year 2025 budget.
That's the right one.
I'm like, wait.
I made it.
We've done this already.
I made a boo-boo.
Would you please provide an update on the budget?
Yes, thank you. I thought I edited that, but okay. So, last meeting, we talked about the status of the budget for the current fiscal year. And part of the reason that we were talking about it was that we anticipated giving more grants than we were actually able to give based on the applications we received. So I just want to go over kind of where we stood with the appropriation, what has been committed, and some recommendations that staff have. So in the beginning of the year, based on a couple of things, the appropriation, meaning how much money was in the budget, was $81,458.21. So that's what we had available. In terms of encumbrances, mm-hmm. commitments to spend funds, or expenditures, there was the commitment of $5,000 to the Comedy Festival. There was $75,000 to the grant program. However, based on what I just mentioned, we only have that this body's decided to make grants in the amount of total amount of $46,500. There were some supplies purchased for the Q&A session on the grant program. That was $107.66. And this body allocated, I think I got this number right, $850 for grants promotion. I don't have the figure from the PIO as to what was spent. This was the money that we committed to the city manager's office and the public information officer to spend to promote the grant program. So the mm-hmm. putting the video up on Google Ads and things like that. So after all that is taken out of the $81,458.21, the total expenses or encumbrances meaning just commitments, we haven't spent the funds yet, was $52,457.66, leaving $29,055. So the question is, what happens with that money here as we sit May 20th and the fiscal year ends on June 30th? So one of the things that we've been able to do for the past 2 years was to carry over funds from one fiscal year to another. That is not happening this year. There won't be any carryovers. And with respect to spending $29,000 and change, the deadline for submitting purchase orders is June 10th. So there is no time to, mm-hmm. because to create a purchase order, you have to have, I have a proposal, and I have an invoice, and I have all the insurance lined up, and I have all these different things to make sure we can spend the money. So there's no time to do mm-hmm. that, including, there's talk of potentially extending the contract for the Hesperian Triangle artwork, which is for only 1 year. There's no time to do that either, because that means amending the contract, et cetera, et cetera. So what the library director and I have been talking about this situation, and we would hope that the commission would recommend that $29,000 could be used to support the Comedy Festival. So that, to just give some context to what we're looking at as far as cost, we had basically, we looked at allocating $15,000 based on the prior year's expenditures. So that was $5,000 from this commission, $5,000 from the library department, $5,000 from the recreation department, for a $15,000 program. So when we look at the festival as a whole, meaning now we've got three shows, we've got a cost of with promotion of about $38,000, almost $39,000. Now, the library could come up with those funds to cover that difference, because there's, you know, doing that math, there's about 23,000, almost 24,000 that we need to come up with. But we're looking at a budget situation for next year where the library, all the city departments are having to take cuts, and we've been going back and forth with different iterations of what that's going to look like. But the bottom line is we'll have significant cuts to funding for our two biggest operational areas, which would be collections and program supplies. So we can use the funds that we have that we would have committed to making the festival happen. We can use those to purchase things now that we have to spend. You know, basically, the idea that carryover is not happening, that applies across the board. And so we have things that we could purchase and things that we've got, you know, in mind. We would like to do that and ask this commission to, like I said, support using those remaining dollars to support the festival. Because we've got the festival, we have like I mentioned, we've got everything lined up. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think we're going to bring a whole different, you know, a diverse group of local comedians. I think it's going to be a great program. You know, it may be the program, even where the budget's going. But anyway, so that's what we'd like to put before the commission. Yes.
And just to set further context, the library has already shielded this commission from two separate budget cuts for upcoming years. There was that initial one that we were all freaked out about, and then there was yet another set of cuts that I'm not even sure you told us about. Like, you guys just further shielded us yet again from a second, deeper round of budget cuts.
Yeah, it's in flux right now. I don't know what it's going to look like ultimately, but you're correct. We've been trying to, you know, because it's, you know, it's all relative, but obviously the library's larger, you know, budget is significantly larger, and the biggest component of that is staff. Mm. Let's be clear, but we have tried our best to shield the commission's part of the budget. I don't know how it's going to work out. The guidance it's been moving, and I see this happen every time we do this. But the guidance is to really be very responsible for, you know, looking at what the financial situation, and I don't know if you folks follow the news, but about the state budget, but the state's looking to make significant cuts to, they're on a whole different level, but anyway, we'll see what it works out, but yes, we've been trying to do that. So
one more question, and so our options are fund the comedy festival, or just say screw it and give the money back to the city and like just let it go into the ether.
Thank you for, yes, I wasn't clear on that second piece, but you're absolutely right. It would just be absorbed back into the general fund. So,
well, are you ready to take a vote? At that point, are there further questions?
Not a question, but I guess the budget cuts that we didn't hear about, do we typically hear about that, or was that intentional?
You know what, it's a great question.
Just so I can understand that one.
Yeah, so what happens is, you know, the city looks at a long range forecast, and you know, so we try to plan. You know, we're supposed to have a balanced, we need a balanced budget. And so the question is every year, can you do that based on existing revenues covering expenditures, or do you have to dip into the reserves? And initially there was some thought about dipping in the reserves, but that's gone away. Mm-hmm. So which makes it harder to make that balance. But where I'm going with this is, it has been a moving target, and that's okay. That's what we have to do. So, you know, we don't talk a lot about it when the sausage is being made, because we don't want to say, oh, this is going to happen, and then the guidance gets changed, because over the past few months, the guidance has changed. And there's nothing wrong with that. It just means that it's in process. And so once that is, because, you know, this is going to go before council. I don't have the exact date in mind, but the budget will go in front of council late June, and then they'll make a decision. And they could, on that night, say, well, we don't want to do this, we'll do that. You know, they could make changes right on the fly. So, yeah. But once they have voted on the budget, then we'll be able to talk about, you know, more, feel better about talking about what we're really looking at it regarding the numbers for the next two fiscal years. Okay. I just don't want to, you know, you don't want to scare people.
Yeah, before it's been settled.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, for a big part of the guidance has been, you know, try not to affect your staffing. So that's why it's like, you've got to be very mindful about talking about cuts when people start to be concerned about their jobs.
So we would be basically amending our encumbrance from $5,000 to $34,000?
That's correct. Okay. So it would basically be, I think the best way, that's the math is spot on, basically saying we're going to recommend that the balance, the fund balance that's available as of today be spent to support the comedy festival. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably the simplest way to put it.
So. And just to understand a better vision of the festival, because I know you mentioned like three dates, three different places. Just the layout of it, just to kind of understand where so much money could be spent, you know, to make it super effective, have the best outcome possible. You said it's not going to be like one day comedy in the plaza, right? It's going to be like times three.
Right.
So I just was hoping to get like a vision of it the way we got here with the mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We'll put more publicity out. Yeah. Right. We're gonna flog this one because it is such a, you know,
yeah,
it's a big
amount of
money.
Sounds exciting, yeah.
But you know, it's the one. I have to say, the success of the program is, and why we thought about even taking it to this level of spending this kind of money for it, you know, is that when we did the strategic plan, I believe I'm correct in that was the one program that people specifically named. Fascinating, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you do a strategic plan for a library, a lot of people, they only think of the books element of what we do, which is fine. It's not bad to have that as a brand. Mm-hmm. But we do so much more. And it was interesting to my ear, because I think I listened to every focus group, which is a lot. And that was, of my memory, that's the one thing that came up. So and also, you know, we've had people ask about it months before it occurs. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a worthwhile investment. So like I said, the publicity will be coming out this week to really get the word out, and we'll use, you know, the PIO to, like we did with the grants, to promote this broadly. So, you know, we'll ask you folks to spread the word as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm excited. I mean, it's a great lineup of comedians, a really interesting group. I think it's just going to be a look that we haven't had before for the show. And not that the shows haven't been diverse, but this takes it kind of to a whole different level. Mm-hmm. So excited about that.
It's more of a comment than a question. Thank you for coming up with a solution for us to actually be able to use this money and everything. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that the timeline is not more in our favor to do something.
I know.
Because I love comedy in the plaza. I love comedy in general. But I worry that if our big ticket item every year is grants programming comedy in the Plaza, and we don't help promote or fund more diverse programming in different art and culture forms, then we might pigeonhole ourselves as a commission in the eyes of city council. But I realize the circumstances don't allow it, like, give us the grace to do something different. But maybe we can talk about this more in the grants subcommittee portion of, like, is there a way that we can run the grant program so that the timing happens where if we do have leftover funds, we have more runway to think about, like, plan B or C of how we could appropriate that money and not have this really short window where our hands are kind of tied. But that said, totally support the comedy and the elevation to the San Leandro Comedy Festival and everything. But just, like, maybe thinking about how we can play with the pieces of money that we have more intelligently in the future.
Yeah, like for next year, I second thought. For next year, if we could arrange our agenda to give us more time, mm-hmm. just in case there is more money left over. Not to say that the Comedy in the Plaza doesn't need the money or deserve it, you know, but just in case there is other opportunity, yeah, somewhere out there. Yeah.
It was
a big chunk of money.
Yeah, it was a surprise, I'd say, mm-hmm. that, you know, based on the last experience that we had with the grant program,
right.
You know, the ratio was, I think we had 100, I'll do this from memory, and I shouldn't probably do it, but it was
136 or something.
Well, that from the prior year was almost, it was a little over 150,000.
Oh, okay.
And then we ended up granting 78, as I recall. And it was based on, again, it was more like we had applicants that we could have funded if we had additional funding. So mm-hmm. to flip like this mm-hmm. was just so surprising.
Yeah.
And now I will say that that's one of the, to that point, to Commissioner Miller's point, that's part of the reason we jumped on Game of Shrooms and doing this kind of programming, which doesn't require a mm-hmm. huge investment, and why we specifically, everything we do is collaborative, right? I mean, most people might not understand that, but we all understand that in this room, but that's why we called it out specifically in the language of the flyer, is just attach the commission's name to this program, because it is low cost, but it is, I think, potentially, given how exciting the way they approach this, is like, it's, you know, it's not, it's designed as a program to be, you know, artists creating and not selling. There's not an economic necessarily right. component to it. So in line with that, it's a low cost program, but I think it's a big return. So that's other things we can think about, I think.
Mm-hmm. And this will be the first time we do the mushrooms, Game of Shrooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
we are one of few cities in the world.
Oh, cool.
Ever.
Yeah, we definitely got a highlight.
Like, officially participating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I emailed the guy who started and was like, hey, bud, have other cities officially done things? He's like, yeah. Okay, but we're one of the few, right? He's like, oh, yeah.
One of the few. Yeah, we got to highlight that somewhere on our advertising, spreading the word, you know?
Yeah.
And he has said that when we have the stuff up on social media, he'll repost it, and their reach is huge.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
And this is the man.
Yeah, like the man.
The guy who started it.
He's in Richmond. So.
The original man.
And it's incredible how it's inspiring to look at the website and see that it's really worldwide.
Yeah.
They've got a short video.
So many people.
Yeah. It's kind of buried. The short videos is kind of the end of the section on the program, but it's pretty inspiring to see people getting so excited about this and finding art. And it's just, I love the concept.
Go ahead.
I don't remember if you said this already. What's the difference in the budget for Comedy in the Plaza, or for the Comedy Festival as compared to the Plaza? And then is that, what's the difference?
Right. So the single, this last year, the commission had allocated $20,000
Right.
And then the program itself cost about 15, and then the promotion was another approximately 2,000. So altogether it was about 17,000. This is costing us for the, if you don't count the promotion, it's about 36,000. But if you throw in the promotion, I'm estimating 3,000 for promotion. So it's almost 39,000. So 17 to 30, it's a little more than twice the cost, but then you get three shows, not just one show. So, you know, it's...
But and that's, it's at other venues, so yeah. There's the cost involved in that, right? Is that
so,
part of what...
So we'll have it at the Ball Theater. There's a cost, of course, to renting the Ball Theater. And then 21st Amendment... they were thrilled to have the program, so they're giving us the space for free.
Wow.
Yeah. They're going to make money that night.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they will make money off of it. But yeah, so it's been a process of, you know, negotiating. As you know, we hadn't intended to do this going into it, but it was just like, hey, this is an opportunity. And one of the points was, like, we love doing things here at the library, you know. Closing off the lot and making it a special event. But I think it's great to get out in the community too, mm-hmm. both the library and the commission, because then it shows, hey, the library/commission program can happen in a brewery. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're trying to add that factor to it as well.
Activating other spaces.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the Ball Theaters. I mean, it's a beautiful, I don't, folks have been in there, but it's a beautiful old theater. So things that we can do to support that venue staying in business and mm-hmm. staying, having its doors open, it's mm-hmm. worth it, I think. So it's another way of supporting art, mm-hmm. you know, because it's a piece of art to me mm-hmm. when you drive down and see this old Art Deco mm-hmm. theater building. So, yeah.
So should I make a motion? How do we, somebody had suggested how we construct the language on this.
We are amending our encumbrance
right.
from $5,000 to $34,000 for the comedy festival. And I cannot make a motion, so someone who is not me will need to make a motion.
So I make a motion for us to amend our previous encumbrance for the comedy event from $5,000 to $34,000 to support the San Leandro Comedy Festival for 2025.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing all the hard work and finding us an option where we can actually still keep it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that does put the library in a better financial situation mm-hmm. for the mm-hmm. upcoming year.
It does, right. Definitely. I mean,
right.
It's, you know, I don't know, I hate to give numbers because, like I said, until the council does their
yeah.
thing, mm-hmm. we're not sure. But it's going to be tough. So anything we can do yeah. with this year's money to lay the groundwork to have more books, you know.
Yeah.
Because we can spend it now and it can arrive after the new fiscal year, but the key is spending it now, so yeah. it's very much appreciated that
and
support.
We have library in our name,
yeah.
so why would we not?
Thank you. I like that point.
Yeah.
So that concludes
all right.
That report.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Paul. Moving on to item 8, commission reports and announcements. Item 8A, Arts Endowment Committee. Do we have a report from the Arts Endowment? No, Stephen's not here. We haven't met.
Okay.
I don't think we do. Item 8B, Grants Committee. Bill, do you have something?
Oh, just to say that all the grantees have accepted the grants, because that's always a check. mm-hmm. You know, we want to make sure that they have accepted their that we want to make this grant, because they are signing, you know, legally binding documents. So we got that commitment from everybody. They're thrilled, you know, so very much appreciated. And so now it's, they submitted all their paperwork, and I just need to submit that to finance for payment, and then we'll be off to the races.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I was talking with Miss Delane. She was saying that she was waiting to hear back on some feedback about what she could do better next year.
Yeah, for some reason it took, hadn't heard anything, and then all of a sudden it popped up, and it was like, ooh, because there was a, they just say there was a communication issue,
okay.
But I will get back to her.
So if, or have many people ask for feedback? I guess
Everybody's asked for feedback.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Was anyone mad?
I wouldn't say anyone was, well, that's not true. There was one person that was mad. But, you know, we're just gracious. And
right. Well, thank you for dealing with sure. sad people.
We're talking about the applicants, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the applicants that did not, that were not granted, will they receive, like that's what you're saying, they'll receive?
That's what we're saying. So okay. So what we agreed to is that, you know, I got to deliver the good news.
Yeah, that's...
And I was also, I just emailed all the applicants who were not successful and said, if you'd like feedback,
yeah.
you know, get back to me.
Yeah.
And so they did. But the great thing is we have such a great committee in Chair Scotland, Commissioner Miller, and Commissioner Guillory, that they've done really substantive reviews and was able to give reasonable feedback.
Nice.
You know. But then there were some cases where it was, I'm sorry, you just didn't, either some documents that were required were not submitted,
mm-hmm.
or they didn't understand what we were requesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting dynamic. So.
But if someone doesn't understand what you're requesting, they should probably reach out ahead of time.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
But you know, one piece of feedback was, maybe you should define what that is. And I thought, well, it's an interesting, so they don't go into a lot of details, but just there's one document that someone said you should define what that is. And I thought, well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because if it's something that's a common document that you would mm-hmm. have as part of your business,
mm-hmm.
well, why aren't you familiar with that document?
Right, right, yeah.
So,
sounds
you know,
more like a single, what? Like a singular.
Can I ask what document?
The statement of activities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For an organization.
So nonprofit organizations, the application requests a statement of activities.
Mm-hmm.
Several organizations understood what that was,
mm-hmm.
submitted it. Some did not.
Besides the lacking of documentation, was there other reasons that people were not awarded or granted?
I think one, and I look back over your guys' notes and everything, because I was like, well, why did we only award this much money? I think especially with more of the nonprofit organizations, they tended, a lot of them lacked a specific project. It was more like, here are all the activities that we do throughout the year, and we really wanted something that was like a finite specific project that would be funding. And so it was like them requesting general operations monies, basically, mm-hmm. which is not mm-hmm. eligible. And it's like, yeah, it's too bad, but we wanted something more concrete and like, mm-hmm. here's like the start and end date and
mm-hmm.
how mm-hmm. we will show that we successfully executed that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, but
yeah.
That seemed like the main thread other than incomplete applications.
Right. And for some of the individual applications, if the impact seemed really low for the cost,
mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of either time or number of people that it was going to do something to, or if like most of the money kind of went to their administrative cost, mm-hmm. and then it was like, you know, five people, it was like, we really thought about having to justify these funds.
Mm-hmm.
Like if some member of the public came in and was like, WTF, like, why are you spending $5,000 for something that affects five people in our community.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem like a good use of city funds. Like, look at Bancroft Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we kind of went with that, you know.
Yeah.
What we didn't want to do was just fund everything that was eligible just because we weren't maxing out our money. Mm-hmm. We wanted to kind of keep our principles mm-hmm. and have a good use of the funds.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think that, I just add that the committee, not this year, but you know, same group of people, but the prior year, as part of our discussion about what to fund, mm-hmm. strategically avoided funding general operational cost.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that then an organization, not an individual, I mean, could happen, I guess, with an individual, but with an organization, they get to depend upon it. Mm-hmm. And then you get in a situation where you get, they get a grant 1 year, they expect it the next year, and now how terrible you are that you're not funding our awesome mm-hmm. program for mm-hmm. starving children. But
we didn't have any starving children programs.
No, fortunately, our, you know, this is a different kind of program.
Yeah.
But you know, be a little facetious.
Mm-hmm.
But just the idea that, you know, I think the committee's subcommittee's idea, the grants committee, was to make sure that we had an opportunity to fund different artists and mm-hmm. individuals or nonprofit organizations,
mm-hmm.
and therefore spread the opportunity. So. Mm-hmm. Which is a wise choice, I believe.
Yeah. So. Any other comments about that process? All right, moving on to commissioner comments. Do any commissioners have comments about anything not otherwise on the agenda? All right, well then, I'm moving on to item 9, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting of May 20th, 2025?
Motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. The meeting of May 20th, 2025 is adjourned at 7:40 p.m.